Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a Mature Persuasion podcast. If this is your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. We're just glad to have you. Just such a wonderful, exciting time. We know that things are going on in the world around us. We're in the world, not of the world. We're aware of that. But we know here, and we trust here. Now, just to tell you a little bit about what we believe in, first of all, I want to say, if you want to contact us, you have any questions or concerns, information you want to share with us, things that you believe would be helpful to us, we hear, whenever you come to this podcast, what you can expect is a word of encouragement, because we believe everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. So if you want to contact us, we have an email address. It's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. And of course, if you email us, you can share information, ask questions, if you need to talk with us, if you need prayer. We have access to conference lines, and we can set up conference lines. So however you want to communicate, if you email us, we can arrange that. Now, what we expect from you, that's what you can expect from us, always a word of encouragement. What we expect from you is that you share the podcast. Let someone know that we're here. Let them know what you found helpful to you or how you feel they can give us more information. Whatever you want to share, we welcome it. We welcome hearing from you. Now, there's a tool that we use. Let me tell you a little bit more about us. Here on this podcast, we believe in God. Yes, that's our right. Everyone has a right to choose. We know that everyone doesn't, but we choose to believe God. Because, frankly, for me, it's always worked for me. So, a tool that I use on a daily basis, and the last time I used it, it was free. It's called BibleGateway.com. Again, that's BibleGateway.com. Now, I encourage everyone to read the Bible for themselves. And if you visit that website, you'll find many translations of the Bible. You can pick one that speaks to you. They have all kinds of translations. And read it for yourself. I think that's a good idea. So, everything we do here, we base on the written word of God. And acknowledging God in all my ways, I found that in scripture. That is what I do. And it works for me. I am walking through my 7th decade, looking into my 8th decade. So I've been around a while. And I have found being able to trust God and know God just works for me. It does. My right to choose. Everyone has a right to choose, a right of free will choice. So, in acknowledging God this week, I believe I am to share with you justified by faith. Justified by faith. Because I am maturing in God's grace. I'm maturing. I'm learning more about grace. I'm learning how grace, God's absolute, just his abundant grace works for me. Anything that I'm not, I know that my God is. And I can just rely on the abundance of his grace. I don't have to earn it. I don't have to deserve it. I don't have to be worthy of it. I can just receive it. His all-sufficient, all abundant grace, all sufficient, abundant grace. It supplies whatever I need, whenever I need it. Whatever I am not, God is. I know that I'm justified by faith. And why can I rely on that? Because I have found in Scripture that now faith, and now is the day, is the substance. So faith, my faith is a substance of what? Things hoped for. Things that I hope for. And it's also evidence. Evidence of whatever it is I can't see. I also know, because I've read in another place, that my hope will never make me shame. So, by faith, I can receive the promises of God. I have read in His Word that every promise He's made in His Word to me is yea and amen. Yes and amen, let it be. And I rely on that. Now, what I want to discuss even more so today, basically, is what happens and how we experience that assurance, that confidence of mind, and the manner, getting the instruction how to just execute, how we can trust and rely on the fact, have faith that we make very good decisions quickly, that we can do that, and then experiencing the confirmation of the decisions and the information and the direction that we've received. Just wonderful. Just beautiful. Absolutely. Now, as we mature, we become more stable in our growth rate. I know that I'm experiencing that. Started out just like many who just, you know, started out, didn't really know or understand how to recognize God's hand in my life, how to acknowledge Him in all my ways. Didn't always understand that He said, when He said, cast all my cares on Him because He cares for me. That is absolutely true. I don't have to become devourable or worried. I don't have to walk around with a bowed down head or cast down in my spirit, because I know I'm justified by faith. Just as if I never did anything to rebel against God. I know that I believe, first of all, let me say this, I didn't tell you right up front, but I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe He died for me on the cross, was buried in the grave, and then rose from the grave for my justification. I believe that the sacrifice of His life was accepted. And when He rose, it showed that God accepted the sacrifice of His life, and I believe on my behalf. And I know, along with that, all of the promises that I can find in His Word, understand, and stand on belong to me. And I have to say, I understand what it means now when it says, I'm rich. I'm rich. He became poor that I might be rich. He gave up His life that I might come to know Him and come to know God's heart toward me and come to know how much God loves me and how I am the apple of God's eye, how He is a very present help whenever I'm in trouble. I can see Him in the middle of the situation. He comes in. I can wait on Him and just be and get the answers that I need to sustain me. When I lay down at night, I can lay down and rest confidently and comfortably, because I'm not carrying a load, because I've done what He said when He says, cast every care on Him. Nothing is too large. Nothing is too small. I just acknowledge Him, tell Him about it. And when those thoughts try to come to get me to worry about something I probably don't have any control over, because if I could really adjust it some kind of way or change it to make it the way I think it should be, I would, just like anyone would. Even now, not only is there a pandemic throughout the world, we know in the Bible it tells us of wars and rumors of wars. So we know that a rumor has become a war. Now, we don't necessarily understand altogether how that war is happening, depending on where you're living and what part of the universe you're occupying. But there is a war going on. But I just trust and believe. I talk to the Lord on behalf of the people, especially the innocents. I know that God got some innocents in those places because there's an angel in every house. I don't care where you go. The presence of God is there. The fact that you're there, if you believe God, if you trust God, you are his presence. He lives in us. He works through us. So wherever we go, we are the light of the world. We are the city set on a hill. Perhaps we can't change what's going on there. There are rulers. And the Bible says in another place that God is angry with the wicked every day. Yet he laughs at the wicked because he know their day is coming. He tells us to look to see. He says, you know, don't worry about tomorrow. That's what he tells us, because tomorrow got enough trouble in itself. He's telling us to look and see what he's allowing in our life right now today. So yes, our heart goes out to the people who are experiencing the natural wars. And then there's some people that are listening, that do listen, maybe come to this podcast, that are experiencing spiritual wars. But the same God, hallelujah, who created all, when we acknowledge him in all of our ways, when we receive him as our personal Lord and Savior, he'll navigate us through the natural wars and the spiritual wars. Now, I'm just so, you know, you feel some kind of way when you think about all the innocents that are subject to what's going on, yet we know God knows everything, or at least I believe God knows everything, because I accept his word as truth. I know he said in a place that, you know, one day we'll see our enemy, the enemy, spreading himself as a green bay tree. And then another day you'll look and you won't find that enemy. I know that. So we are justified by faith. He said, according to our faith, be it unto us. So whatever power we believe he has, whatever we believe in God for, trusting him, he said, according to our faith, be it unto us. Now, we're so sorry, really, for everyone who's experiencing the natural war. And certainly, we pray that everyone will acknowledge God wherever they are for the natural war and the spiritual war. We pray that, you know, God's plan be recognizable, that we'll be able to see God's hand. I hear people talking about praying a lot, especially some of the rulers. I hear them talking about God more freely than they used to. So we just knowing that that's God moving in the hearts and mind of mankind. Another place in the Bible tells us that God can turn the heart of the king like the river. And the king is the ruler. He's the one with the power. So whether he's using it for good or whatever he's using it for, God's got his heart. So the Lord knows, you know, what's in the heart and mind of man. Only God knows what's in the heart and mind of man. But we, the ones who have given him permission to shepherd our life, we are justified by faith. We are maturing in his abundant grace. We are more stable in our thinking. And I know it because I'm experiencing it. Our growth rate of stability is increasing at this time. We're becoming firm and resolute in our trust in the Lord. Able to endure, we become more durable. Yes, to just give it to God and let God have it. We're continuing when sometimes it seems like it takes God a long while for the change. When he bears long with us, there's another scripture in the Bible that talks about, though he bear long with us, we still know that he loves us. Why? Because of our faith. We have the ability, because of our faith in his all-sufficient grace, to just trust him. And in trusting him, we have the ability to be maintained without significant deterioration in our quality of life because we can trust him. When we give it to him, we're not weighed down. We're not burdened. Things that we know we can't change. If we could change it, we would. But the fact is, it's out of our purview, so we must trust God. And he restores us. One thing we do know that. I'm experiencing the assurance, the confidence of mind, and the manner in which God is working in my life, working through me. And I find that wonderful because I know he's the one I need. I'm going to live a long time. He's already shown me that in his word, how with long life, he would satisfy me and show me his salvation, his plan of salvation, how well he can keep me, us, not just me. I know he's the one that I'm going to need because many others in the natural world, many don't believe they'll live a long time. And many don't necessarily understand that according to their faith, be it unto them. And many don't know that the power of death and life is in the tongue. And some speak. They're not necessarily speaking life to situations. And you find that sometimes even with close family members. So even though they love you, only God knows how to truly love you. Only God knows truly what you need. God is going to be with us. He said he would never leave us or forsake us. So he's going to always be here with us. He is. Even if we leave this realm, he said that we don't die, we sleep in him. So we're going to always be with him. And I have found this journey, this leg of the journey, and it's a beautiful journey. Only because I know who Jesus is. Only because I've invited him to shepherd my life. Only because I've allowed him to stabilize me. Only because of his divine assistance in my life. His favor, his virtue, his approval, causing me to be the righteousness of God in Christ. His privilege that he's given me, his approval, his pardon, his mercy, and his kindness. Because of that all-sufficient grace, which is obtained by faith, justified by faith, restored to his original intention in my life by faith, because I believe it, and I'm seeing it happen. Hallelujah. Even when thoughts would try to come that are adverse, I can see him in the middle of the situation by faith. I can cast those thoughts, give those thoughts to him by faith. I can redirect my attention by faith. I can focus on him, acknowledging him in all I do, because I know I am justified by faith. I know I am the righteousness of God in Christ by faith. I know I am favored because of his sacrifice on the cross. I hope I've said something that's helpful to you. I hope I've said something that's encouraging to you. Email me. I want to hear from you. God bless.